got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Tuesday, November 21st, 2023, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And recap of the announcements in the first hour. December schedule change is coming. See the website for details. Effective Monday, December 4th. See the post for details. Second annual John Stadtmiller book drive. In simple terms, make a donation of $100 or more for your chance to win. Entrants who do not win will be added to subsequent week's drawings. Congratulations to week one winner Joyce, week two winner Lynn, and the week three book is, I don't know, but you'll know when I know. Hopefully we'll know soon, because, you know, that would be good. The Emperor's book has no clothes. That's what's happened. We've devolved to mixing metaphors. We will not be live I'm dealing with an itchy, scratchy throat, so bear with me, and I apologize. It's not that I just, you know, forget and lose my place. Difficult to talk. Still working through that. And, you know, I'll just say real fast, this thing, I've had a thing for a few days now. It was the reason, actually, that last Thursday's broadcast was not live, because I was too froggy to talk. Friday, I sounded a little froggy. Mike said, nah, you're fine, let's do it. So we did it. But it's a hanger-on, and it reminds me, honestly, this is kind of what I was, one of the things I was thinking about in the first hour. It reminds me of fall of 2019. And having a thing that just wouldn't let go. And several people talked about having a thing that just hung on and hung on for weeks and weeks. And you know, I know several people said the same thing, you know, gosh, this thing just won't go away. And it wasn't that. This was just sort of in passing conversation. You would hear people, friends and family, say, man, I've had this thing for whatever. It was the fall of 2019, October, November in particular. And, you know, then all of a sudden you fast forward to the first quarter of 2020, and people start talking about a thing, and you know, we're all saying, no, I had that in the fall, last fall. So it was a strange thing. I don't know if that means anything, but if something happens in 6 months, you know, I know Bill Gates, what did they call it? Pandemic one. So I don't know. If they're saying pandemic two in 6 months, then we know that something fishy is going on. Anyway. We will not be broadcasting live from Thanksgiving this Thursday, the 23rd. Oops. There's also multitasking that's difficult for radio, you know, several screens and things and stuff and messages. That's challenging, at least for me. And then the cough button. From Thanksgiving this Thursday, the 23rd, through the weekend, Sunday, the 26th, we will not be broadcasting live in honor of Thanksgiving and the day after. We'll be back Cyber Monday. Monday the 27th. That's it for now. And so let's go to the phones, shall we? We've waited long enough. To the phones, Catherine in Maine. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I appreciate your show today, and I appreciated yesterday. I really loved your mom. I didn't know it went silent the last 25 minutes, so, you know, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I sometimes listen when I can, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to put out just a few little nuggets here. One, you will know them by their love, not by their political, you know, affiliations, their bully tactics, you know what I mean? You will know them by their love. An unjust balance is an abomination. It's one of the seven abominations, right?
Mm-hmm.
The old benefit of the doubt thing. I am so grateful that I'm going to be alone on Thanksgiving, and because I don't have to deal with people, if I'm visiting somewhere, asking me the same stupid questions. Oh, well, do you have family? Oh, I never thought about that. You know what I mean? Right, exactly. Blaming the victim for their situation. It's the oldest trick in the book. It works every time, right? Unless you're intelligent and have a good soul. So those are just some little nuggets I thought of that might add to what you're discussing today. And I just wanted to throw them out there. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Catherine. Much appreciated. Yeah, I was thinking of what Jesus said to this effect, and you know, this is a challenging thing. I mean, so what I mean by that is in a dialectical world, the impulse that people don't even really realize, I think, is consensus or synthesis in a dialectical context. People don't understand this. And it's like a magnetism or a tractor beam or, you know, a gravitational pull that happens. First of all, you know, what I call the old school bad guys from antiquity, they know that man is a gregarious animal. Since we know that man is a gregarious animal, he wants to have he wants to be a part of a herd. It's just by his nature, he wants to have fellowship. And that's, you know, there's a spiritual aspect of that, obviously. And, there's a void in us that only God can fill, that kind of thing. So there's that. But I believe there's also, you know, a more pedestrian version of that, shall we say, where, you know, he wants to fellowship with his fellow man, so to speak. And so that is kind of his nature. You know, man gathers. I mean, you just kind of see that in people. They gather together. They want to find common ground by nature. And, you know, that's one of the things that's been weaponized and exploited. I said that I wasn't going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I don't want to spend too much time on this. I'm trying to make a point, quick point. We'll go back to the phones about, you know, the challenge psychologically. And I think this is another one of those things that's been weaponized and exploited, obviously, but, he wants to, you know, people want to find a herd and common ground. It's refreshing. It helps you feel, I mean, I think, you know, you hear that in Catherine's remarks, for example, helps people feel not, you know, I mean, if you're not doing that, especially in this, dynamic, the age or the dynamic of this age, which is not healthy or balanced. It's unhealthy to different degrees, depending on what group you're talking about, and unbalanced to varying degrees, depending on what group you're talking about. Still, you know, people want to find common ground and association, familiar groups, but especially in a dialectical dynamic, the tendency is for things to collapse to some kind of synthesis. And there's a pressure to do that. And it's coercive a lot of times in nature. And it's counterintuitive. Sometimes it's uncomfortable for people, and people feel like they have to sort of relinquish a part of themselves to do it. And I think that rises to a spiritual level too. So 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5 and Ephesians 6 are in full view and effect here, I think. But you know, there's that there's that section in Matthew 10, speaking of all this kind of stuff. I just read this real fast. Hopefully this will illustrate or perhaps underscore the point, and then we can move on. So in Matthew 10, I'm going to just... Matthew 10, starting in verse 27, Jesus speaking... What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim upon the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him, capital H, who is able, this is the NASB 95, who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? Capital F. But the very hairs on your head are all numbered, so do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Therefore, everyone who confesses me, Jesus speaking, before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think... And here's where it gets serious. He says, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be the members of his household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it." You know how that was a thing for, I don't know, a generation or whatever. For a generation in particular, It was a thing. Where is he? He's out finding himself. I didn't realize he had lost himself. So it's interesting, you know, how this stuff happens. Anyway, Matthew 10:39, he who has found his life will lose it. And he who has lost his life for my sake, Jesus speaking, will find it. And, you know, he who receives you receives me. He who receives me receives him who sent me, Jesus said. And, I don't know. I'll just finish so that this is, you know, the rest of the chapter is, he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever in the name of a disciple gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. Anyway, I think we have to be, as Jesus said, wise as serpents, gentle as doves, because there's a lot of error out there. But who's to say? Who's in charge? Who decides? So in my humble estimation, from a Christian perspective, it's imperative to gather, definitely. Fellowship is important, but to pray and to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide in these circumstances. Easier said than done. The calls are stacking up. Back to the phones. Lynn in Maryland, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you too.
Do you have something warm there to drink?
With me now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Mm-hmm. Good. I hope you feel better. It will probably go away and pass soon. So try some cayenne.
Yeah.
Drink a ton of water. You know, let it go away. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And it was so good to hear Catherine's voice. I'm grateful for you. You I'm grateful for, and I thank you. I thank you for your program, and I thank you for sharing from your heart and for the opportunity that we have to listen to you and to fellowship with you and to learn from you. I think you are a true gift from God. And I only heard the very beginning of yesterday because I had to do something. So if you play archives, even though I know there were problems with the computer yesterday, deep state, folks, deep state.
Yeah.
Julie, you'll be laughing. If you can play that in the archives, even if there is 25 minutes of silence at the end, I would love to hear what Mitzi had to say. I was so sorry. I couldn't stay on and listen.
It was pretty fun, and I think if we do it again, it'll be even more fun. I'm sure we will do it again.
Okay, and if you want to choose it for one of your programs over the break,
yeah.
Actually, when you said that we'll be back Monday the 27th, the first thing I thought was, well, I think Julie should get the day off for Thanksgiving. And
yeah.
And then I thought, oh, that's my first wedding anniversary, which was the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and everybody in my family, it was like this huge wedding with 200 and some people, and relatives from all over the country came to town. So it was a great day. It was just like the most fabulous day. Terrible marriage, but fabulous day. And and so it reminded me of that because I wouldn't have thought about it if you hadn't said it. In fact, the day would have probably gone by and I wouldn't even have given it a thought.
Mm.
So it's nice to remember those memories. And I just thank you. And actually, I was going to say, if there's anybody who's lonely, you know, I worry about people over a holiday weekend like this when there's nobody. So I'd be willing to open my conference line for anybody who'd like to call in that would like fellowship, and I can share that number if you'd let me.
Well, that's a Julie decision, I think. So we got to run it by the boss. But yeah, I'm I don't have a problem.
Can you run it by the boss over the break,
yeah.
And then then let me know if I can share the number, and I'll just hold, and then I'll let you go.
All right, stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
So go ahead.
Okay. And folks, you're welcome to share the number. But you're not going to know who else is on except who introduces themselves, because I don't have a dashboard. But please, if you feel like calling in, feel free to share the number and call in.
Share at your own risk.
Keep it positive and thankful and no Thanksgiving Day drama at the table.
Well, that's anti-Thanksgiving.
Pardon me?
That's anti-Thanksgiving. You have to have some drama, for Pete's sake.
Well, good drama. Agreeable drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to a pastor's house for Thanksgiving one time, and it was great. He had the drunk brother-in-law, the whole nine yards. It was like, oh, it feels like family.
Yeah, there you go.
605, I'll say the number twice, 605-313-5166, 605-313-5166, and the access code is 538-522-POUND, 538-522-POUND, and if you want to call in anytime after 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, that would be fine, and feel free to share it. And I also wanted to thank you, Chris, for reminding us to pray for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be in my prayers, and thank you for everything. And did you hear I won the book?
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes. It's wonderful. And a great book, too. Okay, thank you so much. God bless you, and I hope you feel better and get something nice and spicy to eat. If it doesn't bother your stomach, it'll bring you off.
Were you familiar with that book?
Actually, because I think we swapped books, and so it's the one about the Mossad, which is just perfect after my hundreds and hundreds of phone calls about
right
Gaza.
On. Very cool. That's even more fun.
And just a celebration, staffers walked out of the Capitol the week before last in support of the Palestinians. Because I gave up on Congress people and just started keep concentrating on the staffers because I was feeling frustrated, like, I'm not getting anywhere. Yeah. And then I thought, but that's not true. Actually, staffers are listening. And so I started saying, go talk to other staffers. Come on, anybody. If we save one or two people, that's one or two people's lives that are saved.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll keep them in our prayers, too. And mm-hmm. for journalists, especially pray for journalists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you all so much. And thank you, Chris. And thank you, Julie and Mike and Sam and Frank and everybody at RBN.
Absolutely.
And especially you. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving as well and enjoy some time. And I'll be curious to hear what happens with the line. You know, maybe that'll be a real blessing for people, too. So.
Yeah, well, I hope so. If anybody would like to call in, especially folks who, especially on Thursday, if you're having a lonely day, don't feel lonely. Call mm-hmm. in, and we'll share some. We'll just share. We'll share. You can bring a poem. You can bring a prayer. You can bring your heart. You can say you're lonely.
Yeah. So yeah.
We'll accept you as you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. God bless you.
Thank you. And you too, Bye-bye. Lynn. Much appreciated as always. Pray for journalists too. Real actual journalists, not, the folks that George Herbert Walker Bush said that the media wouldn't, CIA won't do that anymore. No more credentialed journalists in the media. Not those guys. I don't know. Maybe we pray for them too, that they would repent of their wicked ways. But the ones that Walter Williams was training, not that Walter Williams, the other Walter Williams, University of Missouri School of Journalism, Walter Williams, the Journalist's Creed, that Walter Williams, those people who, are genuinely trying to provide a quality service to the public in bringing to their awareness and attention important information and facts, not propaganda and psyops and, information operations, that kind of stuff. I digress. Back to the phones. Oh, no. Actually, let's wait until we come back from the break. I hate it when I do that, and I do that all the time. We're headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back, and we'll go back to the phones when we come back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite.
Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Second hour already, and back to the phones. Alan in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Chris. Yeah,
good morning.
Hey. First off, I just wanted to say, you know, Lynn in Maryland is kind of a friend of mine, you know, and we talk fairly frequently. You know, I'm kind of jealous. She's never said I was a gift from God. So, you know, she's a special person. So take that, you know, and admire it. I'm a little bit jealous, you know, but, no, you know, I was actually calling it in relation to Catherine's call. You know, she said she's going to be alone on Thanksgiving, you know. You know, a lot of us out there, a lot of the RBN friends and family out there, we have lost friends and we've lost family. And a lot of us, you know, tend to lead, you know, a fairly, you know, lonely existence because we understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And no one around us, you know, they don't want to come out of their comfort zone and actually realize what's going on. So you know, Catherine, I wanted to say on Thanksgiving when I eat my turkey pot pie that I bake in, you know, because I've actually got family down here, but I'm not invited to a family Thanksgiving dinner. You know, don't have a whole lot of friends. I've got my dog, my baby deer, and a couple of cats. You know, that's my friends. That's my family. You know, they love me. They rely on me. They depend on me. They know I love them. And that I do the best for them, you know. They might not understand, you know, everything that's going on in this world, but they love me for who I am, you know. And that's what the RBN friends and family that we have out there. A lot of us are lonely because we've come into an understanding that a lot of people don't want to come to, and you know, and a lot of us are very, you know, pretty much alone. But you know, but you know, when I'm sitting down eating my turkey pot pie on Thanksgiving, Catherine, I will be thinking about you. So you're not completely alone out there, my friend, okay?
I appreciate that. And you know what, Alan? I think even for folks that gather together, I mean, sometimes that's even more, that can feel more alienating when you're with people that just don't understand the things that are going on around them and that are talking about things. I mean, I'm sure you remember and have heard me talk about the analogy of the Hannibal scene, you know, where Anthony Hopkins' character is getting Ray Liotta's character essentially to eat a piece of his own brain, and Ray Liotta's going, man, something smells really good. Hearing people talk about some things at some gatherings it gives me that kind of a feeling. It really creeps me out. And
you know what's so hard is sometimes I'll go to a family reunion or something like that, you know, and I'll sit there and I'll try to keep my mouth shut, but eventually someone will ask me a question. It's like, well, what do you think? You know, it's like everyone around me is getting sick. What do you think could be the cause? And it's like, until, you know, I try to stay quiet until they ask me a question. Then what am I supposed to sit there and do? Just act like an ignorant, brainless piece of meat, you know?
What you're supposed to do is...
I try to stay quiet until they ask me a question, and they don't like the answer that I can give them.
Right, yep. And it's difficult. That's the thing that I was sort of speaking to earlier, that sort of tractor beam, that gravitational pull, that those people want to find consensus. And, you know, it's the, as H.L. Mencken put it, I believe, the... excuse me, the pathetic belief in the collective wisdom of individual ignorance. Since there are, you know, you must be crazy, Alan, because there are five of us who have come to the same belief. We don't know how. It certainly wasn't because we did some, you know, investigative research and critical thought to arrive here. We heard it somewhere.
They don't know where. Watch and Friends in the morning. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have to, if you don't believe this, you're crazy. And, you know, again, I mean, guys like John Taylor Gatto have spoken about it at length, the fact that this consensus-building mechanism that starts at a very, very early age, we're indoctrinated in. And again, these people that you're talking to don't understand that, don't understand how it works, or that it's operating, you know, during this conversation. It's very difficult.
Yeah, and Chris, I won't take up too much more time, but you know, there's an old saying, I can't remember who, I can't quote it to someone, but you know, sometimes it's better to be alone than in bad company. So Catherine, you might be alone, but you'll be in my thoughts, okay, my friend? You know, and all the other RBN listeners out there, you know, who've lost friends and family for what we've come to understand, you know, I might not know your names, but I will put a thought out there to the ether world, and you'll be in my thoughts Thursday morning, you know, Thursday at noon, you know, when everyone else is sitting around gorging on turkey and everything and talking about football. We know what's really going on, and y'all will all be in my thoughts. And with that, Chris, I'll jump off and let another caller come on. Thank you, my friend.
Appreciate it, sir. Much appreciated. Yeah. Thank you, Alan. And the boss says thank you, too. I mean, I think you speak for many folks, and that's kind of, you know, the tone I was hoping to set, you know, with Judge Softly or Walk a Mile in His Moccasins by Mary Lathrop. So appreciate it, sir. Back to the phones. Mike in Kentucky, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, hello.
Good morning.
And I'd like to say I'm thankful for all those people that contribute to RBN, except for the ones that can't afford it, you know, and to all those listeners that are spooked because they're in a profession where they can't even admit that they listen to things like RBN, and I've run into that in the last 10 or 12 years. I had somebody tell me when I was still on cable that I was a guilty pleasure for a lot of people. They wouldn't admit that they couldn't admit in public that they were listening to me. And I said, well, you got one of them digital cable boxes. They know what you're watching. And they were like, oh, you know, like shock. But you could tell. And even back into the 90s, I've known two different people that were nurses that basically were told, we don't want your kind of people around here because they dared to question virus theory. So there's a lot of policing.
Terrain theory versus germ theory kind of discussion.
Well, I'm just talking about any teachers to nurses to whatever, you know, you can get yourself blacklisted.
Yeah.
And there's this gaslighting fear of being gaslighted, you know, in a lot of these professions.
And that's And that's part of the last conversation too. I mean, that dovetails with what Alan was talking about. Gaslighting. You must be crazy because, you know, basically what he would think or say, you know, they're going to pretend doesn't exist.
Well, and they don't, it's outside their comfort zone. And they're also like, I wouldn't want anybody to think I'm a conspiracy theorist listening to that network. But there's a lot of people that do listen. And I'm thankful for the free-to-air satellite. Alan listens on the FTA satellite, and a lot of people still don't know about it, but it is possible that you can, you have to wrap your satellite receiver in aluminum foil to block the Wi-Fi, because there's some of them now that are Wi-Fi enabled, and they have a over-the-air television receiver built into them, too, so you can actually watch one-way communications where there's no feedback going back through the back channels to the Wi-Fi. You know, and I've actually put turkey pans, speaking of Thanksgiving, I put turkey pans around the Wi-Fi router and ticked off a teenager because I reduced their bandwidth 30 feet away. I said, let's run a Cat5 cable. Maybe that'll help with your tinnitus. But I can't, you know, nobody will jump on board to experiment with that. Let's shut off all the Wi-Fi. Get the cables for your phones. Get the Cat5, Cat6 cables for your laptops. Let's shut it down and put the dang turkey pans around the Wi-Fi router. That way, if there's a back channel that we don't know about, it's blocked.
Mm.
You know, so I'm thankful to have all this knowledge.
Turkey pan hats.
Well, those bulldog clips work around the to hold the turkey pans together, and you just need a little air gap in the top for the heat to get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because even if you've turned off all the Wi-Fi, you think, oh, and I've everything. I went to Cat5. I've got everything. I've got my lightning cables plugged in my tablet or whatever they're called, you know.
I wonder, you know, maybe we could start a new tradition or a new fad, like an RBN fad of fashioning conquistador helmets out of turkey pans.
Well, see, now why do you go there? Why do you go there? don't even go to tinfoil hat. Screw that crap. You know, you're gaslighting me. But I'm telling you, I've done.
No, actually,
you can shut off the Wi-Fi, and there's still back channels going. Especially at businesses, they want you to put in and pay for free Wi-Fi for your customers. And I turned them down. I'm like, no, I can't shut it off, right? And the technician said, well, you can just unplug it. He installed it anyway, so I just unplugged the whole thing. There's no lights to it at all. You know, so it had power from an internal.
Have you ever investigated the history of the, you know, tinfoil hat? Because
MIT did research on it, and they found that the tinfoil hat that they were using actually increased the frequencies that the tinfoil hat people thought they were blocking.
Well,
it was kind of a joke.
In my humble estimation, I believe that the history of the tinfoil hat and its, you know, urban legend or whatever probably dates back somewhere around CIA memo 1035-960.
Oh.
That's kind of my suspicion. Speaking of conspiracy theories.
Well, I don't think it would help necessarily because your cranium is kind of shaped parabolically. And there's a good chance that you're going to end up focusing stuff.
Well, like Aaron and Melissa
Dykes. You have to run a ground wire. You have to run a dang ground wire down to ground it. A screen wire would work better. Aluminum screen wire would work better than aluminum foil, I think.
Well, and if Aaron and Melissa Dykes did a good job of reminding us that MK Ultra was as much about technology as it was ever about drugs.
Well, in Australia, you could buy them on surplus sale. If you really are that worried about it, you can buy an entire suit that radar workers would use. And on the tower that our station was on, I put a sign up because we had trouble with college kids and high schoolers and stuff hiking this hill about a mile from City Park and climbing our tower. So I made, you know, a no trespassing sign that said, warning, reproductive harm, do not climb. And the cell phone company put their own signs on it, took mine down, it said radiation hazard. And I, you know, the subcontractors that would show up to do work on the cell phone towers were like, are you guys going to shut the cell sector off while you climb? And they were like, no, we'll wear one of those RF protection suits. And they didn't have one. They were joking. But I've been around 900 megahertz, 1 watt, on a circular polarization antenna within a foot or two. It gave me a headache, and it wasn't migraine. No, it was, I believe, something from 1 watt of 900 megahertz. You know, so a lot of the modern smartphones are only about 200 to 500 megahertz. They used to be, bag phones used to be up to 4 or 5 watts, I think. You know, with the little curly Q antenna, you remember those?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They put them on a car. I saw people use a magnetic stick-on mounts or whatever, and they would stick one on the outside of their car and one on the inside to re-radiate, and they claimed it worked. I just, you know, you could do re-radiation like that, but I don't think it would work. All it would do would be to amplify all the channels inside your car. It wouldn't work for the phone you're using, I don't believe. But somebody'd have to show me that with a signal meter that it actually worked. But anyway, I'm thankful for all the listeners that are taking a risk to listen to RBN, professional risk.
Yeah.
And for those donors that aren't really deadbeats that do have a lot of money, and there might even be some that take out loans based on their inheritance, you know, that they're millionaires. I remember John Statmiller talking about this, that he had various promises and never came through from people that had all kinds of money, California to wherever. What was that one guy, Wynn Parker or somebody, that just vanished? He was supposed to establish an annuity or something for RBN, and he just poof, went off the radar.
Yeah.
So somebody find him. RBN might have a claim to his estate.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call, man. Thanks for being there.
Absolutely, and thank you, Mike. I'm thankful for you and everybody else, by the way, that called in today, and all the listeners, Alan, Lynn, Catherine, and folks we'll get to here in a second. Much appreciated, Mike, as always. Thank you. And back to the phones. Renee in North Carolina. Is that really you?
Yes, it's me.
Good morning. I'm thankful for you as well.
I tell you what, the callers have been really good today. I'm especially impressed with Catherine and Alan, and this is why. You know, we've been brainwashed a lot, and we have to unbrainwash ourselves because we live in a very victim-blaming culture because we are a conqueror nation, and we've been doing it since we got here, okay?
And stop it. Speak for yourself. You know,
well, the thing is, you know, these people that are estranged from the family, it's often because they're the best people. And the best people who see the dysfunction are often scapegoated, okay, and gaslit because they're like, somebody right here, okay? And so those are the ones that are attacked. And so the very people that they should get comfort and understanding and safety from are the people who abuse them the worst. Mm-hmm. And so, but in this culture, that's almost, oh, the preacher's family and family values. It's like, look, buddy, the one I came from didn't have any values. But the thing is, it can be kind of embarrassing to admit that you're in this situation, by the way, Catherine Allen, I'm in your club. So, you know, the thing is, and this is, we need to evolve so much. Like, I'm so glad recently they have changed a lot of PTSD to PTSI to stand for post-traumatic stress injury. You don't have a disorder. That makes it look like there's something wrong with you. You have an injury somebody else gave to you, and it causes some mental issues where, you know, because you're scared, you're legitimately scared of people, okay, because of what they have done to you. And it's hard to be honest about this in our culture without people looking at you like you're a freak. Yeah. And so, you know, one thing, I was so glad you were talking about the buffalo and how, you know, they would just slaughter them from the trains and leave them to rot in the fields, which, like, the Indians were horrified, okay?
Okay, so can I just pause you for a second and say,
yeah,
you know, speaking of all of this conversation, I mean, some things, have, you know, we are critical of Hollywood and, you know, rightfully so, and most cases. But on that note, for example, the movie Dances with Wolves came out. It was released, I think, in 1990, and it was not well received. Everybody complained, oh my gosh, it's 4 hours long. What are we supposed to do? And that was one of the subjects that it touched upon. And it was,
yes,
I think,
there's some good stuff. Yes.
If you go back and watch it, I think, you know, there's a lot of it that's worth watching. And if you're paying attention, you know, I mean, Aaron and Melissa Dyke's talking about Kubrick's The Shining, viewed from a completely different perspective than most people historically view it. Or what was the other one I was just thinking of? There are some where we go, oh, wow, that's really provocative and should change our perspective along the lines of what you're talking about.
Right. And, you know, like, I remember in the old days when Russell Means would come on stations like RBN,
yeah,
and stuff,
yeah,
the Indian, and yeah, it stuck in my mind, and I think I could have dementia and still remember this, you know, because he said, what they did to us, they will do to you.
Yep.
And think about what's going on now.
Amen.
How true and how right he was.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like, it's just like, and people see, and we have demonized, oh, we're just so great. And this has gone on from the beginning, this exceptionalism, where we don't need to examine ourselves. We just are damn perfect, okay? The thing is, like, even Ben Franklin, I've heard, like, one, he was even upset when the Germans started moving into Philadelphia because they weren't Saxons. Okay, and yeah, we know now about his Hellfire Club stuff. And then also, he could not understand how, when, let's say, they kidnapped some white people and then we went and rescued them back, they'd run away and go back to live with the Indians. That really befuddled him. It was like, what is wrong with these people? It's like, we're like just the cream of the crop. Why are they doing this? And so I think, you know, but see, the Indians had the right idea about animals. Yes, they killed them to live, but they were grateful and thanked the animal,
mm-hmm,
spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Compare,
yeah,
that to our agribusiness and what it is right now. So who turned out to be right? Okay?
Yeah.
The thing is, I heard that even those of us who are trying desperately to eat clean, I recently heard that it takes, you got to eat 8 carrots to get the nutrition that used to be in one. So,
mm-hmm,
see, we're trying as hard as we can, but the system has gotten so bad. So I'm sorry, it looks like those inferior people, they had some stuff right, you know,
mm-hmm,
but we're just so our pride won't let us go. You know, all of us have gotten caught those dilemmas in life where you realize, oh, poop, I took a wrong road here, and I don't like it, but I have to go back to the fork in the road. I got to backtrack and start over in another direction because something I was doing is not the right way. But boy, let me tell you, a lot of people can't do this.
Yeah.
It takes moral courage.
Absolutely.
Moral courage.
Yeah.
And if you ain't got that, you ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, I just, one thing I think you've really gotten right, Chris, that a lot of other people in this genre have strayed from is the Anglo-American Empire. A lot of it now, it's just a bunch of Jew hatred. Which is why I quit listening a long time ago.
So,
and the only reason I've kind of started up again is I'm hoping, I'd like to see this genre be part of the solution and start of the problem, to quit playing the right-left paradigm, which is a trap, and the isms. You know, this capitalism and socialism thing is a trap, just like Democrat and Republican is a trap. It's not the capitalism or the socialism or the, that's not the problem. It's the people who are running that system. Are they moral, honest, and fair? Because capitalism has its pluses, but it also has its minuses. You know?
Thank you. Absolutely. And that's why I've been saying, right. And that's why I've been saying the question is who's in charge, who decides. And it's a bigger question.
Yes, it is.
It's supposed to be an above my pay grade sort of question, but that's absolutely the point. You know, the abstraction, the meta level abstraction that I've been pointing to, you're absolutely right. You know, you can bend those things in and manipulate them to serve whatever purpose you want and call it whatever you want. But your point is absolutely valid.
If we stay, and you see, and I get it, it's easy. I look at it whenever somebody starts arguing those points. I'm like, what I envision in my mind is like in one of those old Tarzan movies or something where there's like a big circle of rope on the ground in a trap. And if you step in the circle, then the branch pops up. And it grabs your ankle and swings you up in the air. Whenever I hear people start doing that argument, oh, capital, socialism, Democrat, Republican, but you just stuck your foot in the damn trap. They have you once you do that. You cannot play the right-left paradigm. Both sides are evil. I am not getting sucked into which side is less evil trap. I refuse to do it, which I can say makes it harder for me because it's harder to find a tribe or a herd for yourself because people have this tendency in their desire, like you were talking earlier. We all kind of want to belong to a group. But the thing is, I'll be alone before I step in that trap to belong to a phony group. It ain't happening. I'll die alone, okay? I refuse. See, those of us who are good, like that, we ain't doing it.
Oh, the thing is, now we're out of time.
I mean, I refuse.
Much appreciated,
to do
Renee.
It's not happening.
James, I'm sorry we missed you. That'll do it for today's broadcast, folks. Do pray for one another. Thank you for supporting the network. I hope it was informative. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
210.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.